Today on the Retro Zoo Super Show, we have with us the one and only H.C. Bailey.
Live from Kakariko Village. Throughout the Retroverse, transmitted to the real world via a maze of wires connecting the Super Nintendo to a Wii, to a Wi-Fi network, and finally to the internet. The Techno Funk Boy presents the Retro Zoo Super Show. Now here are your hosts, Kai and Steven.
Thank you for tuning in to the Retro Zoo Super Show live from Kakariko Village on WTRI. I am your host for today, Kai. We are joined, as always, by our producer, Drum. Drum, how have you been doing during all of the COVID stuff, all of the, you know, virus, the pandemic stuff? How have you been holding up?
I am functioning properly.
That is really good to hear. We've actually been without Drum for the last several weeks, where he felt that he did need to quarantine. I tried to explain to him that as a robot, he would not be getting the COVID virus. He told me that I am not a real doctor, and that is true, and a very fair point. And so, we have missed you, Drum, for the last few episodes, but we are glad that you are back. As we mentioned at the very beginning, we do have H.C. Bailey on. Now, this is a person like that I came across, and we'll get into this during the interview, but I came across specifically because of this program. And, I have to say that I certainly could not do this show without the internet in general. First of all, because, you know, podcasts go out over the internet, and so no one would hear me. But even beyond that, you know, it's like my gaming knowledge is far from exhaustive, and not even, I mean, and it's like, and I don't say that as like, you know, like a humble brag that's like, well, I know a lot about games, but it's not technically exhaustive. No, I really don't, I don't know all that much, but I really do like retro gaming, and I really do like the games we talk about, and that drives me to learn about them and to seek them out and try to play them or try to refresh my memory of them, before coming on the air. Cause a lot of times, even like the games that I play a lot that have been, you know, that I went through like several times when they first came out, it's really good to refresh myself to remember, you know, like, what does this game look like? What does this game sound like? You know, what areas of the game got fuzzy? What was actually going on? And the internet has been wonderfully helpful in all of that. Not only giving me a lot of the background information that, I might never have known, or would have had to go hunting through magazines, but also to actually actually let me see gameplay and to familiarize myself all the more with these games. YouTube, you know, there's a number of people on YouTube who do, who play games and record them either in a long play format or in a let's play format. And that's how I came across H.C. Bailey for the first time and just absolutely fell in love with his channel. And so it is I'm really, really excited to have talked with him and to bring you this. I am all the more excited just because of the sheer number of technical problems we had doing this. And I don't, you know, I don't normally bring up when we do have technical problems, because this stuff happens, you know, we have lost episodes before. My very first interview, I got time zones mixed up and ended up being ridiculously late to that interview. These sorts of things do happen, and normally you just kind of work through it. And so, I don't normally bring these up because who really cares that, oh, the poor podcaster had a technical glitch. But I do bring it up just because I'm legitimately happy that this interview worked out, because, we had some issues, getting everything, you know, communicating and working together to first of all talk to one another. But, even after that point, it's like, I grabbed the recording and my track was just so faint that I could barely pick it up. And so I was having to jump to backups, which by the way, if you are a podcaster, please do backup, hit record at least twice when you're recording an interview. From experience, let me tell you that is a very wise thing to do. And so ended up having to jump to my backup. So, I say all that to say that it is my great pleasure that this worked out, and that I'm going to, we're going to jump over to H.C. Bailey just in a moment here. After that interview, we're going to jump to a commercial break real quick, and then we'll be back. So stay tuned. Stay tuned when we do hang up, and we'll jump into a little bit more. And actually, I'm already seeing the phone light up. So maybe we'll take a phone call. But without further ado, let's get to it. On the line with me today, we have H.C. Bailey. Welcome to the show. I really appreciate you joining me today.
Hello. Yeah, thanks.
You've actually helped me out with this show quite a bit, and we'll get into that. I told you a little bit about that when I first wrote you. But first of all, to introduce you, you are on YouTube and you do Let's Play videos. And you do Let's Play videos of all the games I like. And so I've really, really, really enjoyed that channel. But for any of my listeners who are kind of uninitiated, do you have like a brief overview of what like an LP video is?
Oh, it's just a video walkthrough with commentary on it, as opposed to like a long play, which would just be the game footage itself with nothing else thrown in there.
Gotcha. That's cool. So how did you get started in, well, first of all, into YouTube? I go, you know, going back on your channel, it doesn't look like you actually started, doing Let's Plays. You got into that fairly quickly, and you've been doing this a while.
Yeah. When I first got into YouTube, my brother found this Mario Paint Composer program, and I had always been fascinated with that when I played the game itself.
Oh, that was the best. That was the best part of that game.
And, I mean, with my background in music, I mean, I played the flute for 8 years in school, mm-hmm. So I kind of gravitated towards that and see, well, hey, you know, this looks a lot better than what Mario Paint originally had, because you couldn't do like sharps and flats right. in the original game, but this one had that. And then they started adding more features to it over the months and everything. And I thought I'd put some, or record it and then put it on to YouTube there, because I saw a few other people had done that as well. Mm-hmm. And then for Let's Plays there, what is it? I think, like, the first part where I started thinking about doing it was, like, I was playing the Final Fantasy Legend, and I was trying to look up on YouTube at the time, 2007, where there were very few, if any, videos on the game at all.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, you know, maybe, well, if no one else has done it, maybe I can do my own research and make some videos like that. Now, I didn't, of course, go into that right away, but that particular game, but that was kind of like the original interest I had in there. And I saw a lot of other people who did Let's Plays, like Deceased Crab, Proton John, and some others back then who influenced my style of commentary until I developed or branched off into my own.
Right, yes. Just as far as what I mentioned before as to what games you play, I know from watching your Dragon Warrior LP is that that was actually the game that kind of got you started on specifically like JRPGs and stuff. And that was my story as well. Playing that, was my first entry into what would become my lifelong pursuit and just became obsessed with it. But that it are the games that you normally play just like stuff you picked up, you know, along the way that you used to enjoy, just playing, for fun.
Well, back in the day, you know, when I was still living with my parents and all that, I mean, I had a much broader range of interests than just purely JRPGs.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time went on, I kind of got bored of the other stuff, but kept going with the RPGs there, or JRPGs mostly, though I do have played some Western ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. So, and I've mentioned to you that when we were chatting by message, it's that, I first came across your channel, because on this show, we were actually doing a massive series on Final Fantasy IV in general. And in that series, I wanted to hit up After Years, and, so it's like, I've been wanting to play this game for a long time. Let me plug it in and kind of chug through it. And that game is a lot longer than I thought it was. A lot. Yeah. It's huge. And it was coming down to, it's like I had 1 week left and I knew I could not finish this game. And so, you know, searching YouTube and ran across you, and that was a fantastic series of videos, and actually I it turned out to really, really like the game. I wasn't expecting to, because everybody told me I would hate it, but it's actually a lot of fun. That's kind of where I got plugged into your channel. And I've since gone to a number of like, especially like the Final Fantasy games. What just last one I watched was the Star Tropics 2 thing that you just did. That's a game is a lot of fun, and that was not a game that I had a chance to play when it first came out. Are a lot of these games stuff that you picked up much later, or did you at least get a taste of these when they first were released?
Yeah, I mean, most of them, I would probably say so, that were games that I played at the time, although now I've pretty much ran out of childhood games to LP.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
So, you know, I'm branching out into other series, or at least at this point, I'm going back to an older LP that I've done, but for the most part, I'm mm-hmm. getting into games that I never played, at least at the time when they came out.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. In the game that you're hitting right now, if, you know, assuming that people are listening to this podcast when it is released, which of course no one does. But you're playing through Final Fantasy II. That's the actual Final Fantasy II, not what we called Final Fantasy II for years before somebody told us that was Final Fantasy IV. Which is kind of like the black sheep of the series. And I think I haven't gotten all the way through it, but I kind of feel like, people are a little unfair with it. It's certainly got its problems, but it's still a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that a lot of the gameplay mechanics are just so opaque and they don't tell you anything at all. But at least to me, once I started learning all of this new information about how the mechanics worked and everything, then it gets really fun.
Yeah. And especially with that game, because there's so much going on in the background that we would have no idea about. And except that somebody along the way figured it out or opened up the code or however it happened.
They would have had to go into the code. There's no way you'd figure most of this out through just empirical observation.
Right. Yeah. And so, I think that's one of the things that I'm getting a lot out of your channel. And it's, these videos are highly entertaining in and of themselves, and they're fun to watch. Like even with Dragon Warrior, like Dragon Warrior is the game that I have beaten, probably at least 10 times. You know, it was my first game, and I have gone through that game over and over and over again. But it was still a lot of fun, watching you go through it. Because first of all, they're entertaining, but secondly, in a lot of your videos, you are, you're able to point out a lot of things that I may have missed, or something in the background that actually enhances my replay of the game.
Yeah. That's why, do so many test runs on the games that I LP, because each time I do it, I keep on learning something new about it.
Yeah. And we can get a little bit into your kind of process, but that is one thing I really appreciate. 'Cause like the last game I covered was I say super old Sierra game. It was pre-Sierra. It was Roberta Williams before King's Quest. Called Wizard and the Princess, and I was looking for more and more information on it, and the Let's Plays I pulled up on it, people would say, okay, now I type this in because the guide tells me to do so, and it's like, okay, but why? What in the game, what puzzle are you unraveling, to be able to do that? And it annoyed me so much. But I don't get that from yours. I think one of those reasons is you have a tremendous amount of prep for these games. And a lot of these are JRPGs, which are very long games, but you actually play it a couple of times before playing it for us.
Yeah. The thing that I try to do is not only as far as like plot progression goes or sequence triggers, I try to figure out how you're supposed to know to do this or to go there or talk to this person or whatever. So it's not just teaching, hey, here's how you do that and just do the same thing that I just did, but here's how I figured out how you're supposed to do this. So more like teaching critical thinking and things like that.
Which was a point of a lot of these, these games, especially back when they first came out. 'Cause our only source for hints when these games first came out was either Nintendo Power or the Playground. And so you actually had to work your way through it. With the Wizard and the Princess as the example, it's like, if you're just clicking the button without knowing why this works, it just becomes tremendously boring.
So, yeah.
If somebody's going to get into one of your videos, is there any point you suggest that they start?
Oh, let's see. Well, like I recently did like a top 10 LPs list that I did. I think it was like right around when I was doing the Golden Sun LPs or something, the 10-year anniversary thing.
Oh, nice. So like, nice. Okay.
Like a few of the like my top three were Radiant Historia, Hex's Force, and Lunar 2.
Nice.
So like those, I think, are just games that I not only very much enjoyed the games, but I enjoyed making the LPs for those games. Although pretty much anything that's like a Final Fantasy or something, I mean, like Final Fantasy IV being my favorite, I mean, like the either the PSP version or what was the other one? The PC version or 3DS version. Either of those are, good to watch.
Yeah, actually, somebody in a gaming group I was in had mentioned, I can't remember which actual version of Final Fantasy IV they were bringing up, and they asked me about it because they know that is easily top three games of all time for me. That Final Fantasy VI and Chrono Trigger always kind of keep switching places in my mind. But I've played Final Fantasy IV a lot. And they were asking me, and I was like, oh, actually the only version I've played was SNES. And so somebody knew that I liked your channel. Is like, well, actually, H.C. Bailey liked this one version. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll probably get it then, because if you liked it, I'm probably going to as well.
Good.
Tell me about like your release schedule. Like your videos are what they seem to be around, 10, 20, 12 minutes long each, and they come out pretty frequently, right?
Yeah. I mean, usually I aim for trying to do them daily, although lately I've been doing them every other day. But I mean, usually I always set them to be published at 7 a.m. Central Time. So that way, by the time I get up for the morning or wake up, I will already have some comments there, maybe react to them or whatever. Or if there was like a really bad video editing glitch in the video, I could fix it or whatever there.
Great. Yeah, I was going to ask you if like there was any like market research as to far as 7 a.m., but that's probably actually a much better reason to do that. It's just to, be able to get some initial feedback on them.
Yeah, part of that was also at the time when I started doing that, well, I had a real job and I needed to have feedback before I went to work for the day. And well, 7 a.m. seemed like a good time to do that.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's the worst. Yeah. And I'll tell you that from experience is when you're sitting at work and you find out that there was an editing mistake and there's nothing you can do about it. That's definitely the worst. Now, and just in general, when you're playing games now, do you kind of automatically kind of go into the mode of, what can I say about this? What can I explain about this?
Well, what do you mean?
If you're picking up a game, like on your first, just doing like a first run through just to test it, are you reaching a point where, you're like, oh, this would be funny to make this, a comment about this, or are you doing that first, run through? Just enjoying the game?
Usually, and nowadays, not so much. Like, way back, like in the first couple of years, I would do that. Maybe make some notes or whatever. But nowadays, I just, I've done this so much that I don't really need to think that far in advance.
Gotcha, cool. Yeah.
Although, I do have, like for my current LP, Final Fantasy II, I do have and an idea of what I want to do for the very, very end of the LP.
Oh, nice.
So that's something I'm thinking about.
Very nice. Do you have any idea how long these things are going to run before you start? Do you record them in advance, or are you still going through Final Fantasy II now?
I play them. Well, I record them like daily. I don't record like several episodes in advance or anything like that. I do it that way, so that way if my viewers have a question about something, I can respond to them in the next video rather than, oh, well, I've already recorded the whole thing, so I'll just have to splice something in or respond in the comments or whatever. Right. Something.
Right. Oh, see now, yeah, that's interesting. I've heard you mention that, like in some videos where, you know, somebody will ask you something, and I always think you're either really good at anticipating something, or you're actually playing this as you go. And it sounds like you're also playing.
Yeah, one day at a time.
As you know, as we're recording this, you know, or as people are listening, and we're recording a little bit in advance, so you know, if I say you have 7 videos in Final Fantasy II, that's going to be wrong before this comes out. But do you have an inkling on how long it would go, or it just goes until it goes?
Yeah, I don't really, plan it out in that regard. I mean, I can usually estimate it to like the number of months that I think the LP will go, mm-hmm. as far as like, you know, episode count or whatever.
Right. So it's as far as like each episode, are you just recording until like you have a plan, like we're going to record until this point, and that's
yeah, something like that.
When you'll give your one of your famous cliffhangers and let us go.
Yeah. But, it's like sometimes I'll like play it out, like, just to practice, see, okay, it's probably going to take me about this amount of time to get to that point, and that seems like a good point to stop or something.
Right. Gotcha.
So I usually have like a range where I'm trying to aim for an episode length, like 12 to 15 minutes or 15 to 20 minutes or whatever.
Gotcha. Okay.
Depending on the total length of the game.
Right. Well, cool. So, do you have a favorite game that you've done? Maybe not the best starting point, but either you're just your favorite or your favorite to play through, as an LP.
Oh yeah. Radiant Historia, either of the LPs I did for that one. That's just one of my favorite games of all time. And I think the remake probably holds up a bit better, just even if only for the technical quality, mm-hmm. but also like more advancement of my strategies for the same content. Cause like I, like in the original LP, a common complaint I had was like, I was way overpowered because I was fighting every single enemy I ran into. So that's something I tried to rectify in my LP of the remake there.
Gotcha. Okay. So when you do replay a game, is like the point to do like a different approach?
Part of it is, like maybe additional content, right, or something like that. Usually like Chrono Trigger or Final Fantasy IV or, yeah, Radiant Historia like that. But also, I mean, usually I would want to have a significantly different approach to the game, a better approach to it. Like with Final Fantasy II, I've just learned so much more about the internal gameplay mechanics that it's just totally different, that makes it so much easier to get through the game than it did in my original LP.
Right.
But another reason is also the technical quality. Like back then, you know, I was recording like 25, 30 FPS and the resolution was really low. The bit rate was really low. And when I was starting to look over my videos there, it's like, it's kind of just visually hard to watch just because of how the technical quality was back then.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that was one of your like really early ones too. Right. So that was,
that, yeah, I think that was my third LP, not including like, Knit Stories or something like that. I don't really count that one.
If I'm wanting to watch one for Final Fantasy II, definitely the current one then. Sounds like,
yeah, there's just a lot more that I know about it. So
good. All right. Well, do you stick to just doing one game at a time? Just hammer away.
It depends on my motivation. I mean, I've done side LPs a lot of the time where I'll have like a main one that I upload every day, and then a side one that I'll upload like every other day, just to lately, I haven't been doing that because I've been busy with other things.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, one of the next ones that I'm going to watch of yours was the Bravely Default one, because that's one that I just recently played, and I know I missed a lot, and so I'm very curious to see to watch your playthrough for it. That's a fun game.
Yeah, it's my longest LP in hours by quite a wide margin.
Oh wow! Okay, nice. So what is that? Is that just is the game just that long? I can't remember exactly how long I put into it.
Yeah, it is very long.
Oh yeah, and there's a ton of side quests and stuff in that one, so that makes sense.
And like the second half of the game is, you know, repeating those worlds. So
yeah, I struggled with that a little bit. I'm glad I got through it because the end was so worth it. But some of the repeat bosses were starting to really annoy me.
So yeah, I mean, once I got everything figured out, it was just, you know, minor adjustments here or there.
Right, right. All right. Well, that is very cool. I mean, I have to say, it's like, you know, as long as I've been gaming or even doing this show, because I've been doing this for a couple of years now, I'm fairly new myself to the kind of the Let's Play world, and I'm enjoying it more than I thought I would. You know, it's like people don't think that they would enjoy watching other people play video games until they actually think about probably their childhood, where they went places and watched other people play video games and then took turns, maybe, but we did that all the time as kids, and it was a blast. And I don't know why as adults we don't think it would still be so, but very often it is. And I'm having a blast watching your channel.
Thanks.
I do really appreciate, you coming on today, and, unfortunately, you know, the listeners don't know this, but, we had a little bit of technical problem getting started, and so I'm kind of, gonna be running up against a hard stop time here. But I do appreciate you jumping on, and I do encourage the listeners to check out, of course, in the show notes page, we'll put links to your channel and everything else. Is there anywhere else that people can find you?
Oh, well, there's just, you know, my YouTube channel. I mean, I have a forum where it's on Tapatalk, where I do like my test runs and things like that. I don't, I have like a Twitter and a Facebook and all that, but I can't remember the last time I've used them really.
Yeah.
So, I mean, nothing against it. It's just, what would I have? What would I use them for?
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, and actually, it was over at Tapatalk that I was able to connect with you, and so that worked very well. It's the first time I'd used that website, and so yeah, it's pretty cool.
Good.
I'll definitely be keep watching, and I do appreciate your time today.
All right, well, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's Kai here. We recently finished our latest EP, Quest of the Dragon Warrior. It's an electronic tribute to Dragon Warrior and the amazing music that game gave us. We're really excited about how this music came out, and we want you to have it for free. If you go to technofunkboy.com/Dragon Warrior and sign up for our weekly newsletter, you'll get the songs to download and keep for free forever. That's technofunkboy.com/Dragon Warrior, or check the show notes for a link. All right. And so, we are back, and that was my interview with H.G. Bailey. Thank you again for coming, and, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, talking with you. We do have time for just a little bit of news. The one thing I did want to bring up, because we spent a lot of time last week, talking about Sierra, and I did not realize at the time that there's currently, if you are listening to this, as it's released, there's currently a Humble Bundle with a bunch of some of the great classics of Sierra, and including, you know, some of my favorites like Gabriel Knight, Phantasmagoria series, Quest for Glory, and Space Quest, King's Quest. And all of the quests, all of the quests are there. And so, you might want to definitely check that out. I'm trying to set a time as well and we'll be talking about this in the Discord channel. If you're not part of Discord, our link is in there. We now have the ability through Amazon Prime to have watch parties on Twitch. And I did notice that the animated Street Fighter II movie was one of the movies that we would be able to do as a watch party. Now, this is not something I've seen before, and I'm a little scared. I'm a little excited. Definitely something that, I want to do, and I would definitely love to do this watch party with y'all. So if, jump on our Discord, or if you just, follow, the Technofunkboy on Twitch, twitch.tv/Technofunkboy, you'll get notification when we do that. But we'll try to do a little bit of planning and, in the Discord. I'm hoping to do that soon. So we'll get that set up. I didn't get to, talk much about, the week yet. And unfortunately, it's just, there hasn't been a lot going on. There's been, a lot of music happening, which is great.
Kind.
Yeah, drum.
Did you forget the phone call?
I did. I'm sorry. Hold on. Well, so there's call on line one. Drum, who is it that we have on line one?
It is the caller on line one.
Okay. I don't know why I expect you to answer that question. Caller, you are on the line with the Retro Zoo Super Show. Who am I speaking with?
Dude, man, this is Stevie Lee.
Oh, hey, Stevie, how's it going? How's it going today?
Oh, man, I'm doing so well. I have a question, for H.C. Bailey. My question is on the Mario Paint composer.
Stevie Lee, he's not on the line.
Wait, what?
I mean, he's not on the line right now or anything. We've already cut out.
Dude, why didn't you bring me on during the interview?
I didn't know you were calling. I didn't know you were calling to talk to him from the interview. That's not really something we do here. I went into some detail in the opening about how this was pre-recorded and we had a lot of trouble recording it and editing it.
Oh man, I didn't hear any of that. It was I was on hold.
Oh, Stevie Lee, I'm sorry. But no, that was pre-recorded, and so we really can't put you on with them. Your question was on the Mario Paint composer.
Yeah, because I saw on his channel that some of his first videos were on that, and I thought that was cool.
Yeah, we did talk about that that a little bit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, didn't you hear the interview?
No, man, I told you I was on hold. All I could hear was that hold music. It was about a 2 minute song, and it repeated over and over and over again. It was really terrible.
Dude, I wrote that song.
Dude, that song is so bad.
Stephen Lee, that okay, I'm not going to argue with you. That's I was proud of that song. I was like, you know, the old Holt music we had was just total garbage, and I thought we'd, you know, do something more exciting.
Well, man, it was exciting for like a couple minutes, but I was on hold for like 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Stephen Lee, I do apologize. I'm sorry. If I'd known that you were holding for him, then I would have jumped on the line and told you that had been pre-recorded, and so we couldn't do that.
Whatever, man. This is the last time I like call in to your interviews and like and try to contribute to the conversation.
Seemingly, I don't think you've ever done that.
I know this is the first time, but it's also gonna be the last time.
Okay, man. Okay. That's fine. I understand. We're going to we are going to let you go here. All right. Well, so beyond that, I really do appreciate you hanging out with us today. If you are so inclined, I mentioned the Discord channel earlier. Please do check that out. If you don't have access to the show note page, you can search on Discord. You should be able to look up Technofunk Boy and find us that way. If you are finding value in this show and would like to help support us financially, please do go to patreon.com/technofunkboy. We would very much appreciate that. As you know, our goal for hopefully the near future, if we can reach there, our goal is to reach the point where we are no longer losing money to do this show, and we really do need your help to get to that point. If you cannot support us financially at this time, that is something I totally understand and appreciate, and we still do love having you here and hope you'll stay. Please do us a favor and rate and review us on Apple Podcast or your favorite podcast app. That helps us. That really does actually a lot of good in spreading the word. And also let your friends know, you know, A good majority of us do have friends with similar interests, and so if you are enjoying this show, then your friends probably will too. And so please let them know, and that would also help us out quite a bit. So we are going to next week be talking about an anniversary that actually happened a couple of days ago, but we weren't able to talk about it today because we wanted to do this interview. But just a couple of days ago, we reached the 15th anniversary of the original Leroy Jenkins video, and that, you know, one of the all-time great gaming memes, something that has transcended World of Warcraft and has found its way into darn near everything, and I do think that's worthy of celebrating, and we want to celebrate along with Leroy Jenkins next week. And so please do tune in then, and we will see you then.